Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Somebody. Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in north to south and east to west. And I got a great announcement. We now have 37 countries around the world who tunes into our show Unmasked. So yay for that. But we got a great show. Mm-hmm. And before I introduce my guest, Mr. Davin Grant, I want to say hello first to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Terry, I'm doing fabulous. You know, I just love Friday nights working with you and our talking to our listeners and having a grand time.
I love you, too, because, man, you've been here with me for 5 long years, the longest running co-host I've had, and, you know, it's good because we're in sync. We are know how to feed off of each other, so I really appreciate you, and thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with a sister.
You're welcome.
Without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest tonight, Mr. Davin Grant, who is going to be very candid and discuss what it's like dealing with male insecurities. But listen, if you want to call in and talk to my guest, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. If not, you can stay muted and you don't have to say anything because the show is live. Now, Davin Antonio Grant was born on October 24, 1990, to the late Danny Mark Grant Sr. and Kenetta Louise Carroll, who is still living. He was baptized at a young age when he accepted Christ. He was educated in Callaway Elementary School, Garrison Middle School, Forest Park Senior High, and while in high school, he met his high school sweetheart, Peggy King. 2 years later, he graduated high school with his high school diploma. On April 21st, 2012, he married his high school sweetheart, Peggy King Grant. 10 years later, they are still married and still love each other, although losing his great-grandparents, father, and many other close relatives and friends. Davin still keeps God as the head of his life and hopes to follow in his grandparents' footsteps and other family members that no longer are here on earth. So with that being said, we know that this young man has been provided and surrounded by Christ and the love that Christ provides when he's the head of the household. But like anything else, we all go through stuff. So I'm just going to jump right in and first introduce our guest, Davin Grant. How you doing, Davin?
How you doing, Ms. Terry T?
Okay, I'm doing fine, darling. I'm so glad that you're here on the weekend because where I'm at, I don't know about where the weather is where Chris at, it's nice and warm. And so I know on Fridays when the weather's kicking, people are out and about doing their thing. So I appreciate you being here. And I also appreciate the fact that you're going to talk about such a sensitive subject because as a female, you know, we can only imagine what it feels like for men to have male insecurities, but we really don't know because y'all kind of keep that hidden. So tell me, when did you start displaying male insecurities, and what were they?
Well, like you said, I mean, you're a woman, I'm a guy, and guys have ways of their discrimination or their
insecurities. I don't understand what you're saying. You kind of broken up. You said guys have their way of what?
Guys have their way of describing male as, you know, male insecurities, and then, you know, women had theirs. But male insecurities, meaning that a lot of men do get insecure when their women, you know, maybe not giving them too much, you know, attention, and maybe, you know, he not giving her no attention. So, as far as that concerned, you know.
And that sometimes guys get insecure when they don't get attention. But let me say, on a female's perspective, a lot of times when you give a guy a lot of attention, he thinks that you're crowding him. He thinks like, oh, my gosh, y'all over me. I can't do nothing. I can't breathe. I can't be around my friends. So when do you know that, okay, enough is enough and enough is not enough, you know, because a lot of times females, you know, we feel like, you know, we don't want to overdo it because a lot of guys can't handle being loved and being comforted and being, you know, cozy with a person 24/7, that they start to pull back. So I see right now that it's a matter of communication, because you think you're getting secure when you ain't getting it, and we feel like, you know, we're giving too much because y'all back away from that.
True, but you got to look at it as a man's standpoint. That,
okay.
I'm not saying I have insecurities and whatnot, so I'm talking about as far as the other guys. He, you know, he has.
Oh, you got male insecurities, because you don't want to pick the topic. You know, so come on now. We all got something that we're insecure about, so let's not try to act like it's about somebody else. We're talking about your insecurities. We want to jump on you tonight, darling.
Well. My insecurities are, well, I did have some little insecurities when previous, you know, I was, like, kind of dating double women, you know. It's all about, like, they want the dudes, not about what each other wants to do, so I moved on. So in that standpoint, that's the type of insecurities I had. But
okay, well, I didn't understand nothing you said. All
better.
I understood was that you was dating a lot of other females. So how was you insecure? Because you didn't know whether they loved you or not, or you didn't know whether that was the right one for you before you got married?
Well, this is way before I met my high school sweetheart. That
okay,
was women that I've been, you know, dating
you
here and
you?
There. I, you know, didn't feel that I was appreciated. Like, as far as, like, you know, you work together when you with someone. It's not just what they want to do or what you want to do. You work together. That's by the book. That's by the Bible.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. My co-host, Chris, he got a question for you. Go ahead, Chris. Jump on in there, baby.
All right. Well, my first question for you, Davin, is, you know, I grew up in the age of social media, and so I'm like the social media generation. So do you agree that social media can play a part in male insecurities? And is there a story that you can share about that?
Well, yes, I can say yes. Social media has been running rapid for years. I mean, you know, it's not just the male insecurities; it's also the women insecurity, because they think the men doing this and the man think the women doing this is like back and forth. Now, I don't have no insight as far as the second question you asked me, but. And as far as,
okay.
You know, what you just asked me 3 minutes ago.
Yep.
You know, I just laid it down the line, you know, to you as far as, like, women got their ways and men got their ways. So it's not just like back, kind of back and forth.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to defend the women tonight, so I'm going to get back with your case. Now,
you
let
defend
me
them.
Ask
Go
a
ahead.
Question. Yes. Part of your male insecurity had anything to do with sex? Because I know as a female, a lot of times when we are virgins, we're insecure that we can't satisfy a man because we don't know what to do. No one has told us what to do. We're too embarrassed to ask somebody what to do. So a lot of times insecurities on young women or women who are still a virgin is because of their lack of romance. They don't know what's expected. All they know is what they see on TV. Have any insecurities had to do with sexual problems or lack of knowledge about what to do when you were jumping out into the deep waters?
Well, not at all. I mean, like I said, again, you know, the only insecurity I had, you know, years ago, you know, way before I got married, that's, you know, like dating women's, like, they was, you know, like I told you, they was all for them, themselves. And then I had to go. I had to keep it moving.
Okay,
but
so
as far as
saying that
sexuality,
they didn't know how to accept
not
your opinions. They were the women were selfish. It was all about them.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I come from a family where it's those, look, if it don't work out, keep it moving.
That's right. Well, you know, I get it. You know, if your relationship is not working out, you need to jump on out of there and move a little quicker. But, you know, I'm going to get back to you about the smell insecurity and about, you know, sometimes lack of relationship knowledge or romance knowledge or sexual knowledge could be a reason why men are insecure, period. Because, oh, I'm just going to get back to that. But I'm going to let Chris ask this question first. Chris, you got a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Davin, my next question is, you mentioned, you know, you're in a long, successful marriage. How does your wife help you with your insecurities?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, number one, prayer and talking to God, basically. That's plain and simple.
That's a good answer. But you know something, Davin? Before I ask the next question, we got a caller on the line that want to ask you a question or make a comment. So we're going to open up the phone line for the last four digits, 6606. State your name and your question for our guest.
Yeah. Okay, my name's Joe, and I saw the show and was talking about male insecurities. Hey.
Hello.
How many male insecurities are there, and what are the major ones? I presume the show is about relationships. So what are the major insecurities that men have with regards to relationships?
Well, my answer or his answer?
Anybody.
Okay, well, I'm going to let him say what he thinks the main ones are, and I'll tell you what I think the main ones are. Go ahead, Davin.
Well, from a male perspective, you know, the insecurities is plain and simple. Sexuality, maybe financial, or you just, you know, women, you know, people don't not getting their ways and how to do things and different things like that.
Well, and I think as far as male insecurities, I think a lot of that stuff comes from lack of communication, number one, because people seem to think that, you know, they say they need to communicate, but they don't do it. And if you tell a person, like, baby, look, I don't have the money this month to pay the mortgage or whatever, what are we going to do? You got to communicate that. Or, baby, look, something's going on. Maybe I got a medical issue and I can't get it up. Maybe you need to go see a doctor. Sometimes just being honest, because a lot of people are just damn lie, you know, and sometimes lack of knowledge, you know, lack of knowledge of what a person expects from you can cause insecurity from the male and the female. And like I was talking earlier, like when a young girl is getting into a romance for the first time or a woman who's never been sexually active, they could be insecure because they don't know what the guy who's already been active expects from them. So they like, what am I going to do? I can't ask somebody because I don't want to know I'm too stupid. I don't know what's going on. So, Joe, I'm throwing it at you, baby.
Well, all right. So, okay, when it comes to communication, people always say that communication is the key. And by when they say that, the assumption is that's the key to solving whatever problem is at hand, but it doesn't do that. If a man says, I don't have enough money to pay the mortgage, and he communicates that with his wife in particular, and you can do that to your girlfriend as well, the girl's going to think of him as a failure. Now, he knows this instinctually, and he doesn't want to say that to her. So I can't blame a man for doing that unless he actually has a very real support system from her. But a lot of men don't have that. When it comes to sexual insecurity, if he's going to make love to a virgin, well, then if she's a virgin, he knows it, then he can't expect her to do everything. As a matter of fact, the fact that she's unknowledgeable is kind of a turn-on. It's his time to show her what he wants her to do. So even if she's kind of insecure herself, she can say to him, what is it you want me to do? How do I do it? And they do it, and if they do it with patience together, then they've reached a milestone.
That
so,
is not true, Joe. That is not true. Because
what do you mean it's not true?
Because when my ex-husband got me as a virgin, he waited 4.5 years. And then when we tried for the first time, and I only did it because I thought that somebody else that he was seeing at school, he was going to hang out with them. He didn't tell me anything. It was just like I was laying there. He didn't say do this, do that. He didn't tell me nothing. And I just felt like a toilet. Like, oh, I had to wait for him do his business. You know, he didn't communicate nothing. And so that increased my insecurity because I didn't know nothing to start with.
Yeah, well, as I said, the girl should ask, too, okay? If the girl says, you know I'm a virgin, what do you want me to do? She should open her mouth.
Okay, well, I'm a preacher's kid, and we wasn't taught in my household to be that open as a female about stuff like that. And so as far as my situation was at the time, that would be nothing. I would open my mouth to say because I was too humble. I was too insecure. I didn't know what to do with this lady and let him do his business.
Mm-hmm.
So as a virgin, you feel that women, if they're virgins, if they don't ask, that they have some sort of reason or excuse for the sexual inadequacy because they didn't open their mouths because somehow they felt humbled. No, a woman, especially in that type of situation, especially if it's going to be the marital night, it's her obligation to speak up. There is no excuse. She should say,
well,
you know I'm a virgin.
Woman.
Well, it doesn't depend on anything. Because if you're going to say that the woman is off the hook, is not responsible because she doesn't want to act as though she's not humble, then the man is off the hook because he may not want to let the woman know that, you know, he's all macho. So if she's trying to please a husband, if you're talking about communication, then she should communicate. You can't say people should communicate and then say, well, I didn't communicate and it's okay. No, a woman should woman up. Just like if a man is expected to man up to responsibilities, a woman should be expected to woman up to her responsibilities. If she fails at it, then she failed at it. And people got to teach their kids that if you're going to be a virgin, ask your man what to do. If a man is a virgin, and we're all virgins at one time or another, and he knows he's with an experienced woman, you know, then you can say, I, as a man, should say, look, you know I'm a virgin, or even if you don't want to say it because you feel kind of like not macho, you can still ask, hey, babe, what would you like me to do? Simple.
Most goofy little boys, what they do is they get so excited that somebody's trying to come on to them when they're a virgin that they don't say anything. They just lay there and let somebody just do what they're going to do. And then, you know, after the episode is over, they're insecure, like, well, how did I do? I've met grown guys want to ask me when it's over, how did I do? So, hey, you know.
Well, a lot of guys, they're going to say that. They may not want to admit that they're virgins or that they're insecure or that they're unable. So that they say, how do I do? And the woman says diplomatically, and I wasn't bad, but I got some new techniques for you to do. What's wrong with that?
That's fine. You're absolutely correct. But,
yeah.
Devin, let me ask you a question. Do you agree with our caller?
Well, some part I do. Some part
I do. What part do you agree with?
The part, like I said, the part I didn't understand is like, you know, like I said earlier, men got their ways, women got their ways. So it's like when you're children and you're trying to, like, you know, boy and girl, they want to meet up and whatever the case may be. But you got to look at it as a perspective as those as things grown. That would have been a different perspective because while you're kids, you can't really do anything And then once you get, you know, get old enough.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You've been married for 10 years. Do you have any insecurities right now in your relationship with your wife? Now, if you say no, I know you're telling a lie. Ain't nobody been married no 10 years and don't go through stuff. And when you go through stuff, sometimes it's because you might be insecure.
Yes, I do have some insecurities while married. And they were me, I, be honest, I was kind of stepping out. But, as things start to elevate, I had a talk with God, and he told me to, you know, you can't be doing that. That's not right.
That's
so,
true.
As of now, no, not at all.
That's good. Okay,
so right now,
go.
I'm striving to do the best I can.
Striving
to make God, you know, make Jesus my home.
I'm glad you prayed about it, Devin, and you maintained and you saved your marriage. But I'm going to ask Joe right here and right now because there's a point of view. Joe, are you single or are you married or are you in a relationship?
I'm single.
I should have known.
And yeah, and the reason is because most women in today's society, even the ones that come over from Europe, are inculcated with the idea that they're entitled, that most women believe that they're princesses and they don't really have to do too much, especially not as much as a man in a relationship. The man is supposed to, according to the female perspective and according to our culture, supposed to protect and provide, and the woman is supposed to just be there. Even relationship counselors will tell you, because it was one on Blog Talk Radio, and I talked to her a few times on a show, and I said to her, what is it that you expect women to do? You're always talking about how the men should do something for the women. What is it you expect the women to do? And she just says, well, they bring the beauty. That was it.
Wow.
And I'm always asking, what do you bring to the table, women? Women don't know. They think they know. They'll give you answers. But if you have a discussion between men and women about what you're really supposed to bring to the table that will make the relationship work, you're going to have answers. Like, for example, a woman was, well, I've got my own car and I got my own business and I have, I'm progressing up the ladder in business. And men will go, we don't give a crap about that. What do you bring to the table to make the relationship work? And women will always have a most.
The table.
Oh, okay. This I got to hear. All right.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I bring to the table. I bring finances to the table. I bring moral support to the table. I bring companionship to the table. I bring freaky sex to the table. I bring an intelligent mind to the table. And I bring a strong, grounded belief in Christ to the table. I know what I bring. I'm a good damn woman.
Okay, and those answers, the first one, like finances, like I said, if the woman says, well, I bring my own business and I'm working up the corporate ladder, and I just finished saying, most men will say, we don't care about that. First thing you said was finances.
You know that some women are willing to give that because a lot of women out there just want a sugar daddy and don't want to do shit but dress up and use his dime to dress up for
them. That's exactly right. Yeah, precisely. So when a woman does dress up and thinks that she just wants to be the trophy girl, there are some men who will accept that because they're insecure about who they are. But men who are looking for good relationships will tell the woman, you know why you're pretty or you think you're pretty? Because you've got makeup on your face. Take off the makeup, then walk around and see how you do. No girl has accepted that challenge yet. Okay.
I have accepted that challenge? Because I was a pretty baby. And damn it, I don't really wear makeup. All I wear is a little bit of lipstick and a little eyeliner. I don't put no face pancakes on my face. I don't do none of that. Look at my damn pictures. And I'm pretty, and I ain't all made up because I ain't trying to have my skin break out from makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, even then, you're still putting on lipstick, and you're still putting on eyeliner or mascara. Oh,
Jesus.
Or you're putting on, you may be doing something with your eyebrows and considering it not makeup. You're still covering up what is not pretty. So women still, I know women who tell me they won't go out of the house to go across the street to the grocery store unless they put on makeup.
Yeah.
And so there are women like that, and that's the, one of the reasons. Men's expectations of women are very, very easy. If you like each other, if you trust each other, you get together, and you've experimented with each other, you find out more about each other, and if you can go past that, and if you know how to resolve conflict, then the woman should be the woman, and the man should be the man. I'm not saying that he has to dominate her or she has to dominate him, but if they have good morals, good ethics, they should instinctually know how to make each other feel important to each other so that they can enhance each other's lives. But women do not know about it. They don't do it. As a matter of fact, there's...
Don't say all of them. Some of them don't do it.
Yeah, well, enough of them. Some of them, I don't even think it's 10% of the female population in America. When you take a look at the divorce rate, which is 53% for first-time marriages and over 60% for the second-time marriages, the two-time losers, that by itself tells you that either the men or the women or both do not know what it takes to make a relationship work. So until I find a woman that I don't have to teach, be a mentor to, who should know that in order to be a good partner, you have good ethics, you pick the right man for the right reasons, and you join your energies together, you know how to solve conflict, and you move forward. Basically, it's just that simple. But what makes it not simple is that there are a lot of traumas that are embedded in the minds of both men and women. For example, a lot of women say, I've been sexually molested. And if they weren't sexually molested, depending upon their definition, then there are women who say, well, I had, ever since I was 16, I've had relationships and they've all broken up, you know. So they have trauma because they're always afraid that the next boyfriend is going to dump them. So this is something that men have to contend with. So,
well, Joe, seems like you have a lot of opinions. Now, I would love to have you as a guest, but, you know, our time tonight has ran out. And I appreciate your comments, but if you'd like my cell phone number so you can call and schedule as a guest, because you got a lot of points that people want to hear, so there's some men out there who are just like you.
Yeah, no. There's a movement that's afoot that's been around now for about 3 or 4 years of men that probably have pretty much close to the opinions that I have. So, and you know, if you want somebody as a guest, you can go on YouTube and look at the MGTOW, MGTOW, MGTOW. It's MGTOW. It's an acronym for men going their own way, and you can contact them, and they may be glad to be a guest on the show, since they have videos up there. You know.
Okay.
Well. All right. Well, good talking to you. Take care now. Have a good weekend.
Here, our time has ran out, but
you stood your ground, Terry. Good job.
Thank you, Chris, and everybody. Please have a safe weekend and enjoy yourself. And Joseph dropped off, and Devin, I don't know. We might have to do a part two with you because it took up most of your time. But I think Joe may be a little narcissistic, but that's just my opinion. And that's probably why I say as a single.
Just let me know in the part two.
Yeah, okay, baby. Y'all have a
It's okay. I like to listen to other people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get their opinions and whatnot, so it's okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Chris.